College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Driving right along on this wonderful Wednesday morning, 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Dusty, now joined by the great Trey Wingo. And of course,
what really?
The great's not good to say.
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
I mean, we could trade lives.
You know? I'm good.
Okay, I figured. And it is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. What do you want to see? You want to see a three-peat or you want to see somebody else?
Well, I want to see a game close to what we saw in Super Bowl 57. That was awesome, 38-35. Listen, I've been in on this guy since the day he was drafted. After his first season as a starter, I started calling him Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes. And I see no reason to get off that train at this point time.
So, you know what? We're good here.
Thanks, Trey. Enjoy Radio Row.
I hope that people in Kansas City really understand what they're watching, because I get it, you know, Super Bowl 4 to Super Bowl 54 was a long time, and you had, there was that stretch of, what, 8 straight home playoff losses. You could not win at home at Arrowhead, right, even though it was one of the toughest places to play. This kid is Mariano Rivera. Like, that's the best way to describe him. Doesn't matter what happened in the first 8 innings. He will close you out in the 9th inning. Mm-hmm. That's who he is. That's what this whole team is. That's what Chris Jones is. That's what George Karlaftis has become.
Right.
You know, that's what Kelsey is. That's what Andy Reid is. That's what Steve Spagnuolo is. The corner blitz he dialed up against the Bills on 4th and 5 that they've been setting up that play all game. Like, no matter what happens on Sunday, and I know nobody, if they don't win, nobody will appreciate it the way they should. They've been to 5 Super Bowls in 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. That's never happened before.
Right, right.
Okay? They are the first back, as you guys know, to go for a third because no one else made it back. They've already done things that no franchise has done. And if they win on Sunday, mm-hmm, I am firmly in the camp that this is the greatest dynastic run in the Super Bowl era. And people say, well, what about the Patriots? Okay. The Patriots dynasty was really 2 separate dynasties.
See, I would even say 3 separate dynasties.
Well,
the early part, then the 10 years, then the late part.
Yeah, but the 10 years, they only got to 2 Super Bowls, didn't win any of them.
Right.
So that's not a dynasty.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Okay.
Like, you know, the early part of the dynasty was Brady, Brewski, Vrabel, Richard Seymour, clock-killing Corey Dillon.
Vinatieri,
the corners, you know, Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law. That's one dynasty.
Yeah.
Then they go 10 years without winning. Now, they made it to Super Bowl 42, 46, lost them both. I get it.
Right.
But dynasties don't go to Super Bowls and lose. Dynasties win.
Yep.
Okay? And then you have 49, 51, 53. And that's why, to me, the most important play in NFL history or Super Bowl history was the decision to not hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
It was second down. If they score there, it will have been over 10 years since the Patriots have won a Super Bowl, and people begin to think it's done, it's over, and who knows what happens in 51 and 53. And that 49-51-53 was Gronk, Edelman, Amendola, you know, Vince Wilfork, a totally different cast of characters. What this Chiefs team, to its core, even though it's only 5 guys that have played in all 3 because the things over so matter, but it's Spags, it's Kelsey, it's Butker, it's Mahomes, it's Andy Reid, it's Chris Jones. Those guys are part of the greatest stretch we've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm saying, and I've said this now for a while, they win this one, and all year, really, they win this 3rd straight Super Bowl, Trey Wingo.
Yeah.
I believe, in my opinion, and obviously I'm biased, as you can see my outfit.
No,
but,
and
I don't care. But he's the greatest of all time, and there's no more debating who the greatest of all time is, because he would have done something that nobody could ever accomplish, and that is the three-peat.
Well, yeah, and there's a couple other ways to look at it, right? If they win, they will have 4 championships in 7 seasons as a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the greatest of all time, obviously, Brady is the marker, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's just do the age number, okay? At 29, Tom Brady had 70 regular season wins, 72. Patrick Mahomes has 89. At the age of 29, Tom Brady had 12 playoff wins. Patrick has 17. They both won 3 Super Bowls. Patrick has won 3, but he's been to 5 now with a chance to win 4 by the age of 29. Tom had 2 Super Bowl MVPs at the age of 29. Patrick has 3. Tom had 0 regular season MVPs at the age of 29. Patrick has 2. The point I'm making is he's obliterating the pace of the greatest of all time. Whether it's sustainable to 7 and 35 playoff wins, who knows?
Right.
All I know is that he is destroying, like shredding. He's Usain Bolting the standard that was set by Tom Brady.
So what is more impressive, though, a three-peat or 7 overall?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I would say, well, I just don't think 7's ever attainable. I don't believe, and he may, this MF-er may prove me wrong.
Is it Jack's record in the PGA? Because talent's better, equipment's better, technology's improved, and like
Jack, respectfully, and I love Jack.
Yeah,
you know, there are 8 guys that could win every major when Jack was playing, maybe 5.
Yeah,
every year there's 10 guys that have 10 to 15 that can win. So, look, the three-peat has never been done. I think in the moment that's the greatest, but if he gets to 7 with the three-peat. Game over.
Yeah, right.
Game
over. It's not even a conversation.
No, it's
right?
not.
Yeah. What about Andy? If he wins this one, does he usurp Belichick and Shula, or does he still need that 347?
You could make a very compelling argument that Andy Reid right now is a better coach in the NFL than Bill Belichick.
I would, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's the winningest coach of both of the franchises in this game. Okay? He's going for a 4th ring. He's been to 6. Go look at Andy's record. He wins with everybody. Not wins championships, but he wins with everybody.
Yep.
Go look at Bill Belichick's record with Tom Brady and without Tom Brady.
It's night and day.
It is a very, very big difference. And I'm not denigrating Bill Belichick in any way. One of the best coaches in the history of the NFL. But if we're being honest about it, Andy has been more adaptive of a head coach and found different ways to win.
Yep.
And that's Belichick, just a fact. That's just a fact.
Belichick, too. I've said this, and again, it's the Homer bug in me, but I mean, Bill Belichick didn't win a championship without the greatest defensive player of all time and currently the greatest quarterback of all time, Lawrence Taylor and Tom Brady.
Currently, right.
Sunday we'll have a different conversation, but think about that. Belichick's titles came with Lawrence Taylor or Tom Brady on his team.
Yeah, well, Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes.
Yep, pretty damn good, right? Yeah,
pretty solid. I want to bring this up because we had this topic last week. I talk about, you know, you have all these people that say they hate Patrick Mahomes.
No, they don't.
They sports hate, right? Like, and I think that's okay in the world.
Yeah. Well, that, you know what? That means you're great.
Yeah. And if they...
They hated the Yankees.
Yeah, there was a quote, I think it was from either A-Rod or somebody in the Yankees, that when they boo you, it means they respect you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I love this because the most hated person, if you do hate anybody on the Chiefs, should be Brett Veach.
Yeah.
The guy, like everybody uses the cliche saying, plays chess, everybody else plays checkers. He foreshadows what the future is every time in the draft. Like, you look at every year, right? Like, the defense is atrocious. Mahomes' first year. What's he do? Not just the draft, but goes out in free agency, gets Tyron Matthew, gets Spags, completely changes everything.
Frank Clark.
Yeah, they lose the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay, which Patrick Mahomes still is haunted by that memory. The offensive line is depleted. They go out and draft Creed Humphrey. They draft Trey Smith.
They sign Joe Tooney.
Right? Fix the problem. And they lose receivers that can't catch the ball a couple years ago, still win a world championship, but now are a Super Bowl. But now they have Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. They go get Hollywood Brown. They go do all these things. And then the draft, you see when they draft all these young rookies when they lose to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Karlaftis, Duffy, Brian Cook, all these guys, never have they lost a
The entire 2022 draft class does not know what a playoff loss feels like.
That's right. Crazy to think that. So,
and that's with a big whiff on Sky Moore.
Yeah, right.
And
everyone
else,
Karlaftis, McDuffie, Chenault,
Cook.
Pacheco, Cook, Watson, Williams. It's a ridiculous draft.
And it's
like, a ridiculous
that's
draft.
That's where the hate should be because he's so damn good at what he does and the homework that he does that all these window talks in the NFL, you get 3 to 4 years. This is year 8 with everything under Patrick Mahomes, and everything just keeps moving quite along.
Yeah, that's the that's the reason both teams are here, because Howie Roseman does a great job with that.
Who's
too.
Better, in your opinion?
Well, I think that Brett looks at things and always decides in the what's best for the long term. Like, they don't go make the splash signings of A.J. Brown.
Right.
They find ways with the Juju and a DeAndre and the Hollywood Brown. And you mentioned this, but like, let's assume for the sake of this conversation, they win, right? Next year, he'll have the two youngest receivers, top two receivers he's ever had in his tenure, in Rashi Rice on one side and Xavier Worthy, in just beginning to scratch their prime. Mm-hmm. That should terrify everybody.
Yeah, it really should. It really should.
Do you think Travis is done if they win a three-peat?
No. I think Travis loves it too much, and I think he wants to play. People say he had a bad year. Last time I checked, he had 97 receptions.
He didn't have a bad year. I'm the biggest, like, mocking of the people who say Travis is washed. It's a clown show when they say
that.
They
did what they had to. What other quarterback's going to lose their top two wide receivers and their number one running back and win 15 out of the 16?
And not be a Pro Bowler, not be an MVP.
And five left tackles this year, Trey. We had five left tackles.
And one who's really a guard. Joe Tooney is the most underrated player in the NFL.
No doubt about it.
It's not even close.
Yeah. All right, tell us a little bit about Renegade
Fantasy Football. Renegade Sports App Fantasy Football. It's real simple. It's fantasy football the way you should play it. It gives you an opportunity to, if let's say you a player gets injured in the first quarter, well, you can replace him. You know, like Pacheco gets hurt, you bring in Kareem Hunt. Why shouldn't you be able to do that with fantasy football? You know, it gives you the opportunity. If you're, if one of your star players goes down in the first quarter, well, I'm screwed this week. No, you are allowed to replace him the way you're allowed to replace him on a football field. And it also gives you an opportunity to have a second chance draft. Like, you know, if we were to pick Christian McCaffrey number one, then we found he's not going to play for 6 weeks. Well, we all made a mistake there. Let's redraft again in October and do this all over again. It gives you an opportunity to stay in the game longer and have more fun playing fantasy football. Download the Renegade app wherever you get your apps, whether it's in Google Play or on the App Store on the iPhone.
Detroit Lions would like Renegade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lions, 16 players on the defensive side are injured reserve. That's 11 starters and 5 backups.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Who, in your opinion, and I know these don't matter to people, but who, in your opinion, is the coach of the year this year?
You know, I don't know why Andy doesn't get a look at it.
Yeah, right.
It's probably going to be Kevin O'Connell.
Okay.
Probably Kevin, because no one knew what the hell Sam Darnold was going to do, and it turned out to be great.
Well, Trey, we appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys.
Stuff.
Thanks, Trey.
Enjoy
it.
This Kansas City.
Yes.
This doesn't happen ever.
Ever. Trey Wingo there.